Hello, this is Dr. Charlie. Welcome to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. You can find us at active-faith.org, and you will learn that we have all kinds of resources where we are focused on taking back territory, expelling evil, and healing the soul through spiritual growth. Today, I want to tell you a story. And I hope that I can be like Paul Harvey and tell you the rest of the story because that's how this ends. So stick around to the very end. When we are teaching about staking and spiritual warfare and taking back and claiming the land for the kingdom of God again, we very, very regularly encourage everyone to pray and ask God what the spiritual roots are in that spiritual warfare. What happened in the land? What is present in the home or the business that could be allowing spiritual warfare to take place? So I want to go back first to 2020. We're in the middle of the pandemic, and there are a group of ladies and I that we decided that we were going to stake 57 Texas counties during the pandemic. And we did. Over 44,000 square miles, we staked. We staked every county seat. We staked the perimeters. We prayed over the land. But before we did that, we did what many call spiritual mapping. And we actually drove in the year 2019, we drove and prayed and asked God for the roots of all spiritual conflict in those 57 counties. And it's during one of those drives that covered 3 days that I would like to share the story. That's the premise, that's the background. So we started off in Wise County, Texas, which, if you're familiar with Texas at all, is just west of Dallas and Fort Worth. And in the city of Decatur, we had a lovely night's stay. We got up early on Friday morning and we were going to pray in the downtown area around the courthouse. And then we were going to start driving through the county. And we actually had about 7 or 8 counties we were going to cover in those 3 days. So as we drove, there were four of us in the car. As we drove, we would pray. We would ask the Lord to show us things. And sometimes somebody would say, "I feel like we're supposed to go left." So we would go left. And it was fun. It was exploratory and it was never boring. But let me tell you about how that morning in Decatur, Texas started. So we started out and we're in the downtown area. We're kind of at the courthouse, and yours truly was driving the car. And so I'm paying more attention to the surroundings, and I look out, and the Lord caught my attention with a specific rooftop over the downtown area of Decatur. Decatur is a beautiful downtown. The city does a lovely job of keeping it up, and there are some beautiful old Victorian homes there. And I saw this roof, and I just felt the Lord encouraging me, go see that building. I didn't even know what it was. I just saw the very tip of the roof. And so I asked the ladies, I said, "I feel like we're supposed to go this way." They said, "Just go wherever you feel like you're supposed to go." So I take the car and I kind of head in that direction. And I managed to keep it in view. And I get to, so we pass over the railroad tracks and we're getting out of downtown. And we're actually on the edge of town. What would have been the original edge of town is the edge of the downtown. And I pull up in front of a Victorian home that is absolutely run down. It is very sad. And it's called El Castillo, which, for those of you who don't speak Spanish, means the castle. And in its day, I am confident that it was the castle. It was in a setting where you would have been looking out over land and had big trees and it had a wrought iron fence. But it was empty It had not been made to into some historical museum, or it was not much listed as a historical home in any way, although it evidently was. It was just sad. And one of the ladies in our car began to weep. And God just began to show us all things that happened in that house. When you ask God to show you the root of something, He is very willing. You just have to be willing to listen to Him. And so we were recording and journaling all of the terrible things. And I just want you to know that if there is anything that you can think of that is vile and sinful and atrocious and horrible, we felt led that it had happened on that property. And it was just, it left you with a feeling of being dirty. It was terrible. So after a while, one of the ladies said, "Can we just leave?" I said, "Yes, we can." And we were only parked on the street. We didn't get out of the car. We didn't step onto the property. We just sat on the street in the car in front of this property. So that was a picture of obviously some things that had happened in Decatur, Texas. Now, I'd like to table that because we did leave that behind. We had many, many counties to cover and a lot of driving to do. So we took off and our day started well. We were after that was not well. We started out and we were traveling through all of these counties and we ended up going all the way up to the city of Quanah. And that is where the L is between the Texas Panhandle and the rest of the northern part of the state. It hugs Oklahoma. And we were seeing a lot of territory that we had never seen before. But there was a running theme. Again, we were praying for God to ask us, I mean, to show us roots. And so as we were asking God to show us roots, we kept seeing a name come up. And it was not in a good way. We kept seeing Wagner, 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 Wagner. And we're like, who are these people? The Wagners. Now, when you're in Texas, ranches are a big deal. And there are several that people know. And one that we knew in particular was the King Ranch. But there was another ranch we'd never heard of. It was the Wagner Ranch. Now, according to ranches, the King Ranch is the biggest ranch in the world in Texas, and it's because of the amass of land that they have. So when you add up all the land, you get the King Ranch, the King family, big in history, and they were pretty classy people. So, and it's more in the South Texas region, and they have land on other continents. Now, we began to do a little research, which land mapping, really a prayer mapping, has some research in it. We began to learn that the Wagner Ranch was the second biggest ranch in Texas, but it was the largest ranch in Texas that was in one fence, and it had property in six different counties. Now, that's really interesting because as we were going county to county, we always went to the county seat, and then we would start driving through the county on major roads or wherever else the Lord told us to go. That name kept reappearing. But it felt like we were in an old Western because we would be in a downtown area in one of these counties, and the name Wagner would be on a sign in front of a door, but it would be hanging down, broken. Or we would see Wagner in windows, as part of businesses, the name of a business, Wagner Real Estate. Or Wagner, barbershop or whatever, but they were abandoned and they were closed up, or the name Wagner was only half there. We would see streets that were named Wagner, and the things on those streets were torn down or disheveled or just not in great shape. And we just began to notice that wherever there was the name Wagner, there was an extreme amount of poverty. And it just seemed to get worse and worse, and it never got better. And as we went from county to county, we kept seeing this Wagner theme and all this poverty. And it was really sad. And we ran into some spiritual warfare encounters as we were driving, where we felt things in the spiritual realm that was really, again, not a welcome feeling. And so as we're driving, we see that this Wagner Ranch had some really serious problems. Again, we're asking for roots. As we began the spiritual mapping and we're doing some research on the Wagners, we began to realize that this was a family that had a lot of dysfunction. This family was full of bitterness and strife and conflict. And that was in 2019. And they had been through years and years and years, decades of litigation concerning the future of that ranch. And in fact, it wasn't until just before then, 2016, that the ranch had sold for $275 million. Now, I share all that because as we got done driving over the weekend, we drove all day Friday, all day Saturday. We spent the night, I don't even remember where. And then Sunday morning, we decide that it's time to head home. We're about to go back through Decatur. And one of the ladies says, "Hey, I noticed when we were researching the Wagner Ranch that the Wagner Mansion is in Decatur. Could we go see it?" I said, "Sure, send me the address." Anybody want to guess where we ended up? That's right, out on the edge of the downtown area of Decatur, Texas, in front of a mansion named El Castillo. Do you remember that I told you in the beginning that we asked God to show us the roots of the things that He wanted us to pray over when we staked and we dedicated the land back to God? He had taken us to the roots, unbeknownst to us, of the Wagner Ranch. What had been shown to us that had happened on that property and in that home had been reflected through every county, through every county seat. Every time we saw their name, we felt their desolation and the poverty that had come with, because when you think of a ranch that's that big, you think money. That is not what was apparent. It was poverty. What had happened, the roots of the problems in all of those counties, in all of those places, had started right there in Decatur, Texas, on that one piece of property. That was the root. So I would just encourage you, when you're praying and you're claiming and staking land, I think that you should always consider what is the root.